All right, welcome back to Farm Talk, Mick Care, North Dakota Corn Council studio. And yeah, it's we got the word the other day from National Ag Statistics Service. There's a whole bunch of uncut wheat, barley, and it at this point of the season, the last 20% is going to be a real chore to get off. Are we talking about the Dakotas and Minnesota? No, we're also talking about the wheat fields in Washington and Oregon out on the PNW. Kevin Dooling of KD Investors, KDI Investors. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mick. How's it going today?
Well, the weather is favoring combining here, but we're still kind of waiting to get going because we've had some soggy times here in the Dakotas. How about out there in the PNW?
It's showers, cold and showery seems to be the drill, so you can't get anything done for those that have stuff left.
Jeez, how much is still waiting to go through the combine, and what's the quality?
Well, the quality of the soft white's going to be deteriorating fast. I would assume anything left is going to be feed wheat. The garbs, there's a lot of garbs left. They don't handle water. I mean, they handle it a little different than the wheat. I don't know what's going to happen to that, but I don't have a good gauge of what's left. It's just it's significant, but it's not, you know, maybe market moving, so to speak.
Sure, because it probably won't enter the market.
It may not. Yeah. I mean, there's no heat in the forecast whatsoever.
And I know there's some folks who are waiting for a hailstorm to to come through.
Yeah, that'd be a blessing, I think.
Yeah, at this point, wow. So, well, wheat was up today nicely. Who do we thank for that?
You know, you've got a lot of combinations. You know, the corn reports coming in are sounding disappointing from the early stuff, from the stuff that got planted early, and then you got some weather hot spots. You got Argentina, the hot and dry streak. They're taking bushels off. Australia's got another problem, and then you've got the Russians are too dry, been high and dry, so they're behind and not going in good shape. So I think between all that, it's finding some support. So,
how much ups? Yeah, we're kind of waiting for trade deals to get done with China for to help the corn and the soybeans out, and the pork and the beef. But how about the wheat? What kind of upside potential is there?
You know, it's tough to say. A lot hinges on this corn crop and how much wheat we're going to feed. The way I just got done with a big presentation And basically, we're going to have a tighter supply and demand balance sheet than last year on the wheat side when it comes to major exporter stocks. It's going to be tighter, so I would suggest higher prices than last year's a little bit, whatever last year's peak was for your region. But if we end up having to feed quite a bit of wheat as well, because the corn crop fails, then look out. It could be a lot more dynamic than people think.
And by dynamic, you mean to the upside before demand for wheat?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we still got the prohibitive, you know, factors. We still have the funds. You know, they're not going to want to buy U.S. ag products with the trade war going on. We're going to have the high dollar. Looks like a while longer. So we still got some prohibitive things. We're going to keep a cap on things. But supply and demand wise, I mean, both corn and wheat look pretty dang rosy. And when you start talking about world exporter stocks, there's just not much left.
All right. Well, I see by your schedule, your presentation was in Pullman, Washington. What part? We're geographically challenged over here. Where's Pullman?
Pullman is it's on the eastern, right on the eastern border of Washington with Idaho, right in the Palouse, right in the place you wish your granddad, or not your great great granddad, would have homesteaded back in the day. You wish they would have ended up here.
Pretty mountains on the horizon, and a good place to grow wheat, huh?
Yeah, you can. That 120 bushel dry land would not get old to me. So.
For sure. All right. Well, and see, I see you are tomorrow in Cottonwood, Oaksdale, Washington, Cottonwood, Idaho, and the Palouse Community Center on Friday. So.
Yeah, it's a busy week. I'm missing home a little bit, but. It's good to get out and see some clients, good to get out to meet some new ones and you know, talk wheat.
We've only got about 30 seconds to go here. Any marketing strategy here with all the falling numbers and the poor quality of wheat, whether it's spring or soft winter?
You know, if you're fighting quality, there's just nothing worse than fighting quality battles. I mean, it's a lot of times it's just best to liquidate the stuff, let the commercial do their thing. They can't blend falling numbers like they can blend protein. It's just a train wreck that it rarely, you know, pays to hold through that. It just is a tough spot. I feel for the people in that.
All right.
If you have quality, I'd sit on it.
Okay, Kevin Dooling, KD Investors. How do producers get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me at kdinvestors.com. Works as, you know, kdinvestors@gmail.com works for email, and Twitter works as well.
All righty. Hey, well, I follow you, and it's always interesting. Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
You bet. This is Farm Talk.